paragraph Bays, Vialkane Malin is Satino Yubayum Ashmini, Achar Shofrol of Shiva Yomim, and this is why we do the Bris Mila on the eighth day, after the child has already lived 7 days in this world, Shem Keneged Shivas Yemei Bereishis, which correspond to the 7 days of creation, Shem Bechinas Shivas Yemei Abinyan, which correspond to the seven basic spheros and midos of Hashem, Chesed through Malchus, Shebohem Nivro Hoylam, with which the world was created, and in which the world was created, Shekoilel Kol Hasheva Midos Shebohem Toivora. This physical world, which is a composite of all seven midos, which have both good and bad in them. Because we know that there are seven midos in holiness within the framework of holiness, chesed, gevura, teferes, and there is also the opposite. There's chesed of the sitra achra, there's gevura of the sitra achra. Because Hashem created the kedusha and the tuma to parallel each other. V'chol ha'tayvois v'chol ha'chemdois shehim chesed ayalmo. And all the desires, all the materialistic desires of this world, which represent looking at this world, Chesu Dayama means the view of this physical world, they all come from these seven attributes. And that's also where the orlo, which represents this cloud that covers the eyes, is also associated with these seven midos. That corresponds to the pasuk which speaks about the seven parts of the eye, seven membranes of the eye. Shenim shoch mebchinas shivo eile einei Hashem. This corresponds to this pasuk that refers to the kaviyochel, the seven eyes of Hashem that search throughout the entire world. It's about this, that our forefathers warned us, livli lehistakel menatzad chas v'shom, not to allow our attention to be diverted in this world. But rather to remember at all times, sheyesh ayin roye, that there is an eye from above that sees everything. Kimo shekosuv, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, da malam alam elcho, you should realize what's above you. Ayin roye. There's an eye that's viewing, that's watching everything you're doing. V'alkein, and it's based on this, that onu muzhorim, we are warned, einecho lenoichach yabitu, your eyes should face forward. Va'afapecho yashiru negdecho, and your eyelids also should straighten your view. That the person should focus their eyes and their eyelids to look forward, to look straight at the tachlis. This is the main test of a human being who has free choice. This is the reason we came to the world, to pass this test of not looking at the distractions of this world. Ki kol ha-toyro tluyo bo'enayim. Because the observance of the entire Torah is dependent, is related to the eyes. Kamay shekosuv, as it says, v'loy sosuru acharei levavchem v'acharei nechem. Don't allow yourselves to be turned away to follow the wrong desires of your heart, or your eyes, to follow your eyes in a wrong direction. V'alkein ha-toyro mascheles mi-bereishis shubchinas tlaskaf neno basayim. And this is why the opening word in the Torah, the word bereishis, refers to the eyes. The word bereishis is made up of two words, roshe, resh, aleph, shin, yud, and the word bas. We know that Roshei refers to the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the forefathers of Klal Yisrael, who are three, Eile Roshei Veisavosam. And bas refers to the, so this word Roshei refers to three Roshim who were present. I'm sorry, it refers to the three parts of the eye, Eile Roshei Veisavosam. And the word bas refers to the pupil of the eye. Ki kol ha-toiro nimsheches rak me-horeshimu anal shel abitul kanal ba-toiro anal. Rav Nosson Zal now connects to what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likut Imran, that when a Jew is zoicha to close their eyes completely to the distractions of this world, and thereby transport himself into the next world, thereby the person lifts himself up, and is mevatel himself totally. He nullifies himself from the physical world, and he puts himself into the spiritual realm. The person makes a very deep connection with Hashem. And then, but the person cannot maintain that for a very long time. They can only do that for a certain length of time. Then, when the person comes back down, they lose that connection to a large degree. However, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, there is a reshimu, there is an imprint that remains with the person. When this person's soul soared upwards into the realm of Olam Haba, in a sense, into the realm of Bitul, when he succeeded in nullifying himself completely from this physical world, he taps into this incredible high place, whereby even when he comes down, even when he comes back down and he lets go of it, it still leaves an imprint on his brain, on his neshama. That's the wording that Rav Nosson Zal was using here when he said that the entire Torah is received by a person from the reshimu of the bitul. Reshimu means the imprint that remains from the bitul, from when that person was able to nullify themselves completely, to detach themselves totally from the materialistic desires of this world, and to close their eyes to all of that, and thereby connect to the upper worlds. V'rak bishvil zeh bo ha'odom lo ilam hazeh. And it's only for this reason that a human being has been sent down to this physical world. Shehumole havolim v'taivois. This world is full of all kinds of foolishness and materialistic desires. Shehem chezu dahai alma. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to them as the view of this in this physical world. Shehem roitzim levalvele soraus. They try to confuse the person's vision. Ukishehodom is gabra lehem, and when a Jew is zochet to overpower them, umetzamtzem esaruus, and he narrows, he constricts his vision, shelo yistakel lehem, so as not to look at all the diversions and distractions of this physical world, rak mechaven esaruus lestakel al atachlis, but rather he focuses his vision, his eyes, to look at the true purpose in life, which is Olam Haba, the future. Aideze daika roya es hatachlis. That's what enables the person to be able to see this highest place. Ma she'ein hamalochim yecholim liroi sulahasig. To be able to connect to a level which even the angels are not able to achieve. They're not able to see. Ki ze hatachlis yefshel roi sulahasigoi kiim bestimu. The Einen Daika, because for someone to connect to this high level of Kiddusha, for someone to achieve this Tachlis, this highest level, it is impossible to do that without passing the test of closing one's eyes to the diversions and the distractions. Hainu Daika kishoivrim bozeh hoilam hoasiyo harochik moed me'atachlis betachlis harichuk. Rav Nosson Zal explains that it's specifically by a person passing through this physical world, that's called Olam Ha'asiya, which is the furthest thing away from Hashem, from spirituality. v'shom shom, and it's in this physical world, kishem is gabrim, listoim ein of kanal, when the person strengthens himself to close his eyes, not to look where he's not supposed to look, not to look at the distractions in this world, ulechavno melatachlis, but rather to focus his eyes, to be looking at the true purpose in life, shom daiko yecholin leroysoi lasigoi. It's bedafka in this physical world that we have the ability to achieve such a high-level connection to Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, meirochoik Hashem niroli. From far away, Hashem is visible to me. I see Hashem. Meirochoik daiko. Look how the Pasuk says, from far away. It's only by coming down to this physical world, which is referred to as far away from Hashem, through that, the person is zoche to be able to use it as a springboard, a diving board, to achieve levels that even the malachim can't. Al kein, therefore, behechrich sheyavor latino ikshivye meorla. The child must first go through 7 days of Orla, 7 days before he has the bris, when the Orla is still attached to him, Shehim b'chines shiva gildiena, corresponding to the 7 membranes of the eye that we mentioned earlier. U'mishom daiko tzorich levatel atzmoy el atachlis. And it's from there, from this physical world, that the person has to nullify himself to the tachlis, to the highest level. Shezeo b'chinas tsar hamila. This is similar to the pain that the baby experiences during the circumcision. Shaydeze hatsar v'hakev. Whereby as a result of this pain and suffering, soy semen of mechezo de alma, he closes his eyes, he clenches his eyes shut from viewing the materialism of this world. And removes from himself the essence of Orla in its roots, shuzua masanochosh, which is the filth of the snake, anonin de mechasian alainin, the clouds which cover which block the person's ability to see, sheze biatzmoi bechinas chatichas Orla begashmias, and that's what the process of cutting away the Orla physically is all about. Remember, the Orla represents tumah, impurity, the taivas of Olam Hazeh. Cutting it away, getting rid of the Orla, is similar in concept to a person closing their eyes from the gashmias, from the taivas of this world.